Shields here, Max. So we're going to move into discussing ordinance number 02, which is amending ordinance numbers 2015-02, 2016-10, 2017-09, which concern the recreational marijuana business and medical marijuana dispensaries. So let's just open the discussion.
The packet did not include the draft proposing or is being looked at to make is the hours of operation to include Sunday, which right now it does not. So it's Monday, regular meeting and vote or.
I think we discussed it pretty much. All the council was there, expressed their opinions the last week.
Yeah, I feel the same. Let's move forward.
Our discussion on it at all?
Old one and this follows right along with it, with the exception of that one change.
The values that the city of Wolf Pine was incorporated, they read to protect our small town lifestyle, to gain greater control over growth issues, build a better environment. When we discussed marijuana, every other time we brought in outside, has affected our small town, has affected our kids.
Haven't legally purchased it at.
It's obtaining their.
Exactly. There's another problem there. It's not the.
Public or from other kids in the school, this ordinance will not affect it at all.
Correct. I fully believe in preserving our small town feel. I don't want us to feel like we're, you know, Bend or Portland.
That sort of business, and it's not just a business.
Problem. Because the children aren't going into this thing and getting marijuana. They're not larger ramifications than just dispensary being closed. Anybody else have any comments?
Just the fact that the cannabis place being in the windows or anything.
Sure.
I think we're good there.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
I do have a question, might sound stupid, but you know, maybe so with that extra day, would that be extra
through my research in direct inquiry through merchants in Bend, because I merchants here in Bend, I inquired, and on Sunday, any other day of the week, for what reason, I have no idea, you know. But that's their busiest day, and my marijuana, we don't want marijuana, you know. Okay, but seven isn't, that doesn't make any sense to me. And if we want a tax, I mean, if that's the whole reason why, okay, if we want the tax, then at some point, why are we saying we don't want the busiest day where.
It appears to me that from some of the articles I've heard in the paper, the confiscation of marijuana on people driving through is still happening. I mean, it isn't because they can't buy it here on Sunday. It's that there is a tremendous market for marijuana throughout the area, and these see usually people going through. So it is a lot of illegal transport.
I talked about it last year.
That's it, right?
I know.
I know.
For the audience, we found out that broken out internally for us, but so we can project, just to clarify.
That's the one of the budget, what is confidential income.
Who is our discussion on the backflow testing services agreement?
Yes, I provided the staff report. We went out for bid this year. We've been with a contractor for the last 3 years. Got a very good bid from a contractor, a very reputable contractor in Central Oregon. They do fine work. I've seen their really good crew that focuses on backflow testing. So I don't.
What was it?
15. One other bidder came in late. It was 21. We'll see other contracts come through too, and we'll discuss.
Yeah.
This is a pretty simple one.
Right.
Especially if there's only one bidder. But you'll see some other contracts come through, like, for example, the road grading back out again here sometime in the future. Snow plowing, a little bit more buzz than backflow testing, but yeah.
Right.
Or mosquito abatement, a little bit more buzz. But feel free to, as we provide for our customers, it's part of our cross connection program. Some businesses have multiple devices on site, like make the school districts test those.
Are there individual?
So we have what's called premise isolation. We have one at their hazards on site. They need to put a backflow in to protect themselves from the.
Wait, it's only $15.
It's 12.
$12.
$12.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll close the discussion on this and we'll adjourn another session.
Yes.
Where they can speak.
We're going into that.
Anybody that would like to, make a public comment on the public hearing that we're going to have concerning the marijuana ordinance needs to fill out a public comment thing up here so that, we can, leave you in line so that you'll take and get your say. Okay, we're going to take and start the regular session of the Lapine City Council for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. So I'm going to call this to order. We're going to establish a quorum. Connie Breeze, present. Mike Shields, present. Don Greiner, Mike Harper, Matt Miller, Daniel Richard, Mayor, we're all present. So we have a quorum. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Okay, are there any added agenda items?
No.
No added agenda. So we're going to open this up for public comments in general, not public comments that are at the hearing. So anyone that would like to say anything at this time, please step forward and just let us have your no public comments at this second. All right. So then we're gonna discuss the consent agenda, which includes the approval of the minutes for April 24th. 2019, this was the joint meeting between the county and the city, and we're also going to discuss approval of the minutes for April 24th, 2019, the regular session, and also approval of the council and staff reimbursements. Does anybody have any problems with that? Don, Mike, pay the bills.
Need a motion?
Yeah.
I move.
We have a first and second for our consent agenda and pay the bills. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, let's pay the bills. All right, since there were no other items that were added, we're going to move into our public hearing regarding ordinance 2019-02, amending ordinance 2015-02, 2016-10, 2017-09, which ordinances concern the recreational marijuana businesses and medical marijuana dispensaries. Okay, so the public hearing is open. Can I get a staff report, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Those dispensary hours of operation to allow them to be open on Sundays. Currently they're open Monday through Saturday. Sundays was not allowed, and the council had discussed and asked the staff to bring back a ordinance that would allow marijuana dispensaries, recreational and medicinal, to be open 7 days a week. That is the only change proposed, and can the record show that Mike Harper, Councilman Harper, recused? And then if you'll notice in your staff report, if this vote tonight is not unanimous, it will be brought back per our charter for another vote, for another majority vote, the next following meeting, so it'd be our June 12th meeting. So just so you're all...
There's two public hearings. All right, at this time, the comments. Do you have the public comment form?
Yes. First up is Kelly Wright.
So if you'll please just approach the bench and tell us your name and your address.
Can I just go in here?
Yeah.
Of the city limit, in city limits or outside?
So I'm outside city limits.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
Thank you.
Never done this before. So, life anymore, Monday through Friday. Have a free day is Sunday.
And so
okay.
That's what I had to say.
Thank you so very much.
All right, Tim Gray.
In particular, takes one of our CBD both modern medicine or Western modern medicine, and there's a lot of proof and things that show that people can get off medications, being opioids, antipsychotic medicines, eating disorders, all sorts of
different. Next. And then we're going to close our public hearing, and I guess we're going to deliberate.
Okay, yeah, I move that the city, that the Pine City Council approve ordinance number 2019-02 and ordinance amending ordinance number 2015-02, 2016-10, and 20 hours of Sunday through Saturday, 7 a.m.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Doug.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. So all those in favor?
Roll call, Mike.
Oh, we can do a roll call. Connie Breeze?
Nay.
Mike Shields?
Yes.
Don Greiner?
Hey.
Max?
Yes.
Okay, we have a yes and one no. So yes, that'll be on June 12th. All right, so we're going to move to our next public item, which is the battle testing agreement. Can I get a staff report, please?
Yes. You all have a staff report before you. This is in regards to our recent backflow testing contract that went out for bid recently. One bidder at $12.50 of assembly. They're a very reputable company. Look forward to working with them and look forward to your approval and any questions you may have.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Are you all night?
He didn't do a suggested motion.
Sorry, no.
The backflow testing. Okay, we have a motion to approve the backflow testing. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, first and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right, looks like we've got inexpensive backflow testing. Thank you so much. Okay, so I guess we're going to have one more public comment. This is for our regular session. Anybody would like to say anything? Please approach the bench and if you'll just explain who you are. And
Matt Tover, owner of High Desert Botanicals across the street. Oh, I got cut short.
Sorry, I didn't get your paper.
Oh,
sorry.
I was on the list. I just signed it. It's okay. Anyways, I just wanted to concur with Tim over there. We do serve the public with a lot of different.
There's a form you fill out if you would like to make public comments, and then there is a sheet over there that is just kind of a list of who all showed up at the meeting. You weren't very explicit with that, but thanks so much. All right, can I get, are there staff comments?
And on June 12th, it's a public hearing also, so you'll be able to speak then too.
Go ahead.
We did have an adjournment.
Staff comments. So I have quite a few, so hang in there.
Yeah. Are you done yet?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a call. I'm just bringing this up for kind of a head nod from you all. Got a call from a citizen, and you can just sit here and stare at me, or you can kind of nod. And she lives outside of town, and she was wondering if we could enact a burning ordinance within the city and a wildlife, do not feed the wildlife ordinance. I'm pretty sure that's pretty common in counties anyway, but I don't know if our city, I didn't do any research on this, but I mean that up to you. You can contact me later personally and say, yes, I'd like that on a future agenda or for work. Just doing my due diligence and bringing it up to you, so there you go. Refinement plan kicked off, very excited, had the project management team. We are going to put a planning commissioner on, I believe that's gonna be Russ Smith, and then we need you as a council to decide who's going to be your rep for, there's going to be a meeting requirement, so there are going to be additional meetings about that, or you can decide now, or.
And how many people do we have that have applied for the job?
I think they have specific people they want And then there's a bunch of stakeholders, so that's the one that's going to gather every bill of people. And they want a planning commissioner, a city council. I'm on there, Deschutes is on there, ODOT's on there. And then Avery from Avery Trucking is, he's going to be on the advisory committee also for the trucking. I'm asking you now. You mean other people?
Yes.
I'm just asking for council. We have the other people that we know of.
Right. I would think that if Russ wanted to be on there, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Right. We just want a council. I want you to decide on a council person.
How many meetings are we talking?
One a month?
Yeah.
Maybe one a month. Might be two. They expect these people, the advisory committee is expected to be at the public open houses. You know, you're really the champions of the refinement plan. Get the word out.
When?
We don't know yet because we don't have the advisory committee yet.
Anyone here on the council want to do it? If not, I'll do it.
Well, I know, I was thinking about it. I just need a little bit more time to process it.
Yeah.
The schedule's going to entail.
Yeah, and that's where I'm.
And I can't give you that before you approve because they have to hear what the schedule is for the advisory committee. We need the list, you know, fairly quickly. We're waiting.
They promise not to refine me. As long as they promise not to refine me.
The reason for one only, just so you all know, is they've had issues in the past with the advisory committee being stacked with a number of council and elected officials, and it doesn't work well when they get into the whole approval and the process, public outreach. They don't want it to look like it's stacked and you have, and I can't give you that.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
How long did it?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
A year and a half. So do we rock, paper, scissors, or how do we decide here? Don't know yet.
Don't know. Why don't we do this? Well, I can't help you. Why don't you figure it out and get back to me?
My days are totally open.
But you're going to be gone for a significant amount of time though, aren't you?
In 3 weeks. So it may.
An advisory committee member and an alternate.
Yeah, so Connie and I.
Yeah, you want to be, I'll be.
I attended a COAC meeting and they talked about 2 bills, and I don't know where they are since that COAC meeting, but one of them was pretty poignant in that it's a carbon bill. I don't know if you've heard it. They've been talking about it a lot in different meetings. It basically now has nothing to do with carbon and everything to do with the tax. And so, like most bills. And then the outcome of it, if it passes, is going to be probably a 15 cent increase in your gas tax.
Is that House bill right now or Senate bill or?
I just know that it's been talked about.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It was supposed to be part of the leverage. It was a fight between Republicans and Democrats about leverage. I'm not sure where it is, but they were pretty cautious about that. So we'll watch that. The one that was going to be, they were pretty sure was going to go through, was a speed limit bill. I guess Portland had a pilot project that they did where they allowed Portland to set their own speed limits, which worked out and actually did great. So now it's a bill to let all cities control the speed limits within their cities, which actually would be a good thing for Lapine. And so we're going to watch that one.
Do you know if that's going to be total control, or are they going to?
Hoops, you got to jump through. There is hoops. It's not as easy as us just putting a sign out, but it does give us more control than, you know, where ODOT doesn't say no. 85. Anyway, just wanted to update you on that I did go, and that's kind of what they were talking about. Next, EDCO has went out for a full-time economic development director, so that has been opened, and they are doing their search. They're expecting to have the whole process done in 30 days, 30 to 60 days, I think. So I'll keep you updated on that. My glasses. Oh, our STIF grant for the Lapine Station has made it past CET and the Deschutes STIF committee. The Deschutes STIF committee actually ranked us number one and added comments, which they say is not very common, but they did add comment stars about how great it's going to be for this area. And so that went, and then that went to CET, and their advisory committee moved it on. So now it goes to the state. So it's looking really positive that we're going to get that grant. So that's exciting. So much. And then Regional Solutions Outreach Team will be here on May 28th at 1 o'clock here at City Hall. I believe you all got an email about that. And so look for that, and the agenda went out today. So, and it's basically all the project, the grant, the transit center, and there was a couple of...
We'll take all those and review and make sure we got it.
No, it's more of a, they're more of a, like, any way we can help you type, you know, use our resources. I also invited Parks and Rec, Karen Miller here, and I'm not sure, we reached out to Urban Renewal, I think, and...
SLED.
And SLED, so that they can be here also. I know the parks, they send teams from... Yeah, Main Street, Main Street's going to be here to help us with the downtown, if there's any, yeah, they'll just kind of, it's just kind of a pep talk thing, and then that, see how they can help us in any way. So that'll be good. Be a good resource. And today, this morning, I attended the, sorry guys, attended the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee Summit in Bend. I was on a panel talking about what we're doing here in Lapine for bicycle ped amenities. Talked about the path, talked about the new CODA group, Southern Districts CODA, those mountain bikers, they're go-getters. And so it's looking like a lot of trail work in this area. They had 40 people come to the first meeting, which is outstanding for this area.
Not on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, they're doing, they're going to start the trails in Sun River connecting. So, and I got the survey results from our high schoolers. Remember, we surveyed the high schoolers when we went for the career fair. So we had 67 total surveys completed, which is amazing. So you take 67 kids. 56% of those high schoolers said ranked more activities as number one. So more activities included movie theater, arcade, gym, sports center. 31.5% wanted more retail, which is like sit-down coffee shops, clothes, food, gift shops. And then 12.5 rated walking and biking paths as number one. So pretty cool to get that kind of information, keep in the back of our minds. And I'm done.
Were there additional funds from a CED or CET pool for expanded services?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for reminding me. So CET put in a bunch of STIF grants themselves. It's a different pot of money than our transit center is going for. They're both called STIF, but there's a discretion to, I won't get into it. But anyway, different pots of money. They put in for transportation grants in the tune of $1 million for this area, just Lapine area. And that is looking really positive to get that. And a lot of that includes Sun River Lapine bus route. So that the bus will run continually, like all day long. So you can go from Sun River to Lapine. And then there's some other, obviously. So that's looking good too. So 9 million potential coming in for this area for bus.
I do have some. June 21st, we're doing our annual city cleanup day. So the city's gonna be our town. It'll be a nice event. We'll have a kickoff here that morning, free coffee, donuts. And we'll take care of our city cleanup. We're gonna talk to all the community groups so people can adopt certain areas of town to help clean up, provide all the bags, stuff like that. It'll be June 2 days. Yeah. Also on June 21st, IFA Oregon's having a board meeting in Salem. And if you're getting over 500,000 in grants, they want someone there when they're there, and they want one of our members to be there. If we can't find somebody on the council, I'll definitely go over there and represent the city. And 21st in Salem, 10 a.m. to noon. It's a kickoff day too, yeah.
Same day as cleanup.
Yeah. I'm gonna sneak out of here while you're cleaning up.
So
I'll email out to everybody.
Thank you.
Yep. And on a lighter note, some of the seniors, there was a few juniors. I had 23 students in here. Usually I was going to go to their classroom and talk to them, but The teacher reached out and said, hey, can we take that here? We had 23 students, talked about real life stuff, a lot of trade jobs they could get into. I talked about my job that I do and the different trade and the opportunity. Took them up to the well site and showed them some hands-on up there. It was a, you know, it was a couple hours and it was a good experience. I talked about some of my failures growing up, you know, when I was 18, 19, and
just on a lighter note from what Jake was saying, I really would like to encourage anybody with any connection to organizations or groups of people to encourage them to help with the city cleanup. It'll make our town a lot nicer, you know. So if you can promote that for us, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, if you guys want to make a plus.
Thank you so very much for your kindness.
You have a problem?
I'll email you. I've got it. I've got your email.
I have no comments this evening.
Thank you.
I know, right?
Okay, so I guess we're going to move into council and mayoral comments.
Can I say something to that? It would be for the, both the 4-H groups are required to do a, send it out in their monthly newsletter, so a month or
two. So we're going to move into council comments. Connie Breeze?
I really don't have a great time in Israel. Perfect. It was amazing.
Ron, it's all you.
Mike over there, every time somebody says something great, they fight on and they catch
it. That's right.
I don't know how far it'll go, but I forward, hopefully we'll get them on board instead of them having a different day. Maybe we can get them all together at the same time. Guys, I hate to say it, but that's about all I've got to say.
In my purple? Sorry.
I want to learn my name, and
it was on there.
I want to thank everyone in the city for the nice card for the loss of my father, and the LaPine for putting up with it as well, so. Thanks.
Thanks.
I got nothing.
Maybe if you, since you are have connections with the high school, maybe if you can just mention to somebody there about the day cleanup, that would be a great connection for the city. You could mention to the ROTC and such.
Yeah, I know we have, for ROTC, I know we have one event we're helping out. If we're going to have any cadets that can carry over to help with that, but I'll definitely mention it.
Okay, for my comments, I would just like to thank everybody that showed up. Because we can't make our community or our city any better unless we get input from everybody. Other than that, I would just look forward to seeing anyone that has any comments, you know, at every council meeting that you can attend, you know, because that's how things get better. Thank you so much. Meeting adjourned.
That's such a meeting. It's such a plan.